Let's turn to John, the Gospel of John, chapter 8. Eighth of your Bible there. John chapter 8, beginning in verse 21, but we're going to be reading from 31 through 47 because it's quite a long section. As you turn there, I want to let you know we're going to be talking about some heavy topics today. We're going to be talking about slavery. We're going to be talking about freedom. Slavery and freedom. And everybody knows that the chattel slave trade that was part of American slavery was there aren't words for how evil and wicked that was. And you know, it's not something that we don't hear about nowadays either. And you learn more details sometimes, and it only becomes clear just how bad it was. Like, for instance, slave owners, slave masters who would have children with their slaves and then make their children slaves. That has happened to all of us. That has happened to all of humanity. And the knowledge of that should make you angry. It should motivate you to not only seek your freedom, but to be one who works for freedom. Let me read for us today from God's Word, the Sword of the Spirit, John chapter 8, 31 through 47. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The Son remains forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are offspring of Abraham, yet you seek to kill me because my word finds no place in you. I speak of what I have seen with my father, and you do what you have heard from your father." They answered him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works Abraham did. But now you seek to kill me, a man who told you the truth that I heard from God. This is not what Abraham did. You are doing the works your father did." They said to him, "We were not born of sexual immorality. We have one father, even God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me. For I came from God, and I am here. I came not of my own accord, but he sent me. Why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot bear to hear my word. You are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which one of you convicts me of sin? If I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? Whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God." Let's pray. Our Father, this is certainly a weighty moment in Jesus' ministry. And Lord Jesus, we give you thanks that you would speak right into the face of the devil for the sake of your opponents. And we thank you for your Spirit who helps us to see and discern that Jesus is speaking the truth. And would you, O Lord God, help us to so discern that today, to see the glory of Jesus' face in our hearts and to follow him with thanksgiving and joy in our lives, learning how to lay down our lives in love for others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to tell you a story today. The story of slavery, and it's the story of freedom. The story of slavery and freedom. Let's begin with slavery. Now, I'm not going to be walking you through verse by verse through this section. That's really my preferred way to explain the Bible. It's the way it was written. But sometimes it works well to go here and there amidst the verses and show you how it's all connected. In effect, from this story, I'm going to show you sort of the story behind the story. Like I said, we're going to begin with the story of slavery. And that all began when a creature made by God, an angelic creature, a spiritual being, chose to rebel against God. We know him as the devil, Satan. He is the most disgusting creature you could ever think of. He is foul. He wants your demise. He wants your children's demise. He wants to ruin your life and make you live with shame. Yes. The story begins with him choosing such a thing. And we don't know exactly how he chose or the story behind it. The Bible does not reveal that to us. God hasn't revealed that story, but we know that he himself enlisted as the first slave to sin. We see that in verse 44. You can look at it right there. As Jesus speaks to his opponents, he says, "You are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning." There is a history here. He chose willingly to become a slave to sin. And then he desired to have his own slaves. He wanted to be a daddy, to have his own kids. Make his own kids his own slaves. So you look again at verse 44. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. We remember going back to Genesis 3. He was the one who lied to Eve. He was the one who deceived Eve and, in effect, Adam. He is the father of lies and wants to father slave children for himself, and he did it quite effectively. That is why he says, "You are of your father, the devil." Jesus doesn't rejoice to say such things, but it is reality. He has fathered children, and humanity's daddy is the devil. Now, when he enlisted us, yes, we willingly enlisted ourselves too, but we were deceived, and that deception continues. You ask anybody, who's your father, right? You go out in the street. Is anybody going to say the devil? You rarely find somebody who'd say that. And really even understand the full implication of what they're talking about. Yes, we willingly signed up, but we have been deceived. So much so that we have been convinced that the devil's ways are actually good, that slavery is actually a good thing. Verse 43, "Why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot bear to hear my word." There has been a deception so that slavery to the devil actually has become what we think is the right way. And the way of Jesus, actually, we can't bear to hear. Yes, we are culpable for choosing to be enslaved, to follow this false father, but we are also deceived to the point where people don't even know they're slaves. And not only has humanity's daddy, this kind daddy, this is the way you do life. Not only has he made us his slaves so that we will corrupt ourselves, corrupt other people, corrupt creation, but he's taking us on a walk. Daddy wants to take us on a walk to hell. He is walking his children off the edge of a cliff into a flaming pit of fire and darkness. Verse 21, so he said to them again, I am going away, says Jesus, and you, my opponents, will seek me, and you will die in your sin. Where I'm going, you cannot come. So the Jews said, will he kill himself? Since he says, where I'm going, you cannot come. He said to them, you are from below, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. I told you that you would die in your sins, for unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. This false father has led us in sins. To die in our sins is to go to hell. I don't understand fully what hell is going to be. It's described as having fire there. It's described as having darkness there. It's a place of torment, yes. Fire and darkness, how do these things work together? They're metaphors. I don't fully understand. None of us know exactly what it's going to be like, but unless you are absolutely insane, you would not want to. That's where our daddy wants to take us. That's where the world's daddy wants to take us. But Jesus said something beautiful. I don't know if you caught it in verse 24. Unless you believe. Unless means there's something else besides slavery. Unless means that there's freedom. Unless means that there is a real daddy that we always had from the beginning, who always loved us, who always wanted the best for us. And that daddy still cares about us. He hasn't forgotten us. And so he sent his son. He sent our brother. He sent our brother. Our real dad sent our brother. And so we hear Jesus speaking. He says, I speak just as the Father taught me. The Father has sent the Son. Our Father has sent our brother to speak and to act and to accomplish freedom for us. And that's what the Son comes to do. The Son has come to set us free. Verse 36, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Slavery does not have to be our story. But the only way out of it is if the Son sets you free. Do you see? If the Son sets you free, not if you set yourself free, not if you realize how bad your situation is, then you will set yourself free. No. The slavery is so bad, the deception is so bad, the corruption is so bad that we can't bear to hear the word of our brother. We only want the word of our Father. And so the Son has to come into the world and set us free. Break the deception. Break the power of sin. Give us new hearts. And then we are able to do that which we cannot do otherwise. I mean, that's what he says here, right? Verse 21, where I'm going, you cannot come. You cannot see the kingdom of God unless you've been born again. You cannot enter the kingdom of God unless you've been born again. The paraplegic man could not stand up unless the Son came to free him. We cannot be freed unless the Son sets us free. And the Son is coming and He is setting free His people. And when the Son sets you free, you're free indeed. And then you can answer to the call. For unless you believe. When the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed to exercise true human freedom, which is not doing whatever the hell you want. True human freedom is doing what you were made to do. True human freedom is believing in Jesus Christ, that He actually has come to give you what you most desire, or what in your right mind you should desire. And so you believe. And this is a theme that began all the way in the beginning in John's Gospel. It reads in the prologue to John's Gospel, where all of the major themes are introduced, it says, but to all who did receive Him, that is Jesus, who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. Children of God. Who were not born of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man. We don't birth ourselves. It happens to us. We were born of God. This freedom is achieved for us on our behalf by the work of the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, bringing us home. Our destination as those who are free and who now live lives not only focused on the death and resurrection of Christ, which has freed us from our sins, from the penalty of our sin, from the power of our sin, one day releasing us from the presence of our sin. But now, even now, He calls us to live as free people for the sake of freedom, declaring freedom to those around us, saying, come, join the fellowship, be my brother, be my sister, we are truly family, even if we don't look like each other, even if we don't have the same amount of money, even if we like eating different things, we are brothers and sisters because we're part of the home that God has made for us through Christ, our brother. And He's bringing us home. He's bringing us home. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The Son remains forever. Jesus is always in the Father's home. And brothers and sisters of Jesus, that is where you are going. Our Daddy is not leading us off a cliff. He's leading us into the most amazing and enduring and wonderful existence we could ever imagine. Praise be to God that the Son has come and has set us free. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank You, Lord. We thank You. And we pray, O God, that You would, by Your Spirit, continue to overcome that part of us that still wants slavery. We remember the Israelites who were set free from slavery and wanted to go back to Egypt for the onions and the leeks. Oh God, help us to not believe the liars. Help us to believe and to follow Your Son. Help us to taste and see that You are good. that we might be a declaration of freedom to others. In Jesus' name and for your glory, amen.